King Josiah looked up. He saw a wooden face with a wooden smile and two big wooden eyes staring back at him. It was Asherah. She wasn't real. She was a fake god carved out of a pole. "Tear down the Asherah pole," yelled Josiah to his men. "Israel must get rid of idols and worship the one true God." The men cut down the pole and burned it. Then Josiah and his men charged through the lands of Israel and Judah. Whack, whack, smash! They shattered the statues of fake gods and crushed them into powder. Chop, chop, crash! They broke all the altars of the fake god Baal into pieces. King Josiah was glad to clean up the land for his god. But back in Jerusalem, there was still more work to do. "Now let's fix up God's temple," ordered Josiah. He loved God, and he wanted the Israelites to love him again, too. Tap, tap, bang, the men started working on the temple. Brush, brush, sweep, the priest cleaned up the temple rooms. Suddenly, the sweeping stopped. The king's servant, Shaphan, rushed to the palace. "King Josiah," called Shaphan, "the priest just found something in the temple. Look!" Shaphan lifted up an old, dusty scroll. Josiah gasped. This was the word of God. It had been lost for many years. The people had forgotten what it said. Shaphan unrolled the scroll and started to read. As Josiah listened, his eyes opened wide. Then he let out a loud cry and ripped his clothes in two, which was what people in the Bible times did to show they were very upset. "We have not loved God like this book says," Josiah started to weep. "God is angry with us because of our sin." Then King Josiah sent a message to everyone in the land. "All people, young and old, great and small, come to the temple and hear the word of the Lord." At the temple, Josiah stood up before the people. He opened the scroll and read every single one of God's words to them. Then Josiah promised to love the Lord and obey his word always. He told the people to make the same promise, and they did. As long as King Josiah lived, the Israelites obeyed the Lord. Josiah hoped they would always love God's word just as much as he did. But they wouldn't. Soon they would sin again and worship idols. The punishments God warned about in his word would come true. Their city, Jerusalem, would be destroyed. The Israelites would have to leave their homes because of their sin. Once again, they would become slaves, and this time it would be in a far-off land called Babylon. In spite of their sin, God would not forget them. God would keep on loving them. And one day, he would send a Savior to rescue them from sin forever. Sparkies, here's what you can learn from King Josiah's biography. God's word lasts forever, even when we forget about it. We sin and don't always love God's word like we should. That's why God sent the Savior, Jesus Christ. You can read more about King Josiah in your Bible. Look up the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 34.